This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. There's an investigation underway into what caused last month's accident involving two out-of-service SEPTA rail cars at 69th Street Terminal. The collision injured four rail employees. This comes after an eight-month period that includes a rash of bad luck for SEPTA. In July, more than 100 rail cars were sidelined due to a structural defect. There was a trolley collision in January, and in early February, the transit agency removed 60 cars from the Market Frankford line because of cracks in a support beam. This month, Philadelphia City Council plans to hold a hearing to discuss SEPTA safety. Plan Philly reporter Jim Saxa joins me for some perspective. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Jen.
This hearing gives council members a chance to ask a lot of questions. Do you think they're going to go and backtrack or move the conversation forward toward how to respond in the event of a catastrophe?
I think they're going to focus on moving the conversation forward. The focus of the hearing is going to be on what has gone wrong. More importantly, how is SEPTA fixing it? They're also bringing in the Office of Emergency Management, and they want to talk about how Philadelphia as a whole would respond to catastrophic derailment or some sort of other accident between SEPTA, OEM, Philly Police, Philly Fire, etc.
SEPTA says it welcomes this hearing as an opportunity to say that it makes safety a top priority. How strong of a case can they make?
I think they can make an argument that they have a track record of catching the major problems before they become the deadly problems. Whether or not that will satisfy the council people, I don't know. But I think that's going to be their argument.
SEPTA does a lot of inspection of rail cars. Can you walk us through maybe what the process is like for commuter rail cars?
Yeah, so for regional rail, subway, trolleys, and buses, after the end of the day, there's a very brief visual inspection. Very often, something as simple as a door that doesn't close is indicative of a bigger problem. When they see one of those warning signs, they take the rail car out for a deeper inspection. On top of that, they do regular, slightly more involved inspections from SEPTA's mechanics. There are also periodic, semi-annual, top-to-bottom inspections and overhauls.
And this is on their own accord, or is this according to some kind of national standards?
Both. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of federal railroad safety laws that affect the regional rail. There are state laws that affect the subway and the trolleys. But on top of those, SEPTA does a whole bunch just to ensure passenger safety.
Jim, there was a commuter train crash last year at a station in Hoboken on the New Jersey Transit line. It killed one woman, and speed was a huge factor. SEPTA is supposed to fully implement positive train control, or PTC, and it's a software-based system that can slow down trains if they're moving too quickly. Is it fully in place now?
Yeah, for SEPTA, it is fully in place. SEPTA is actually one of the few commuter rail agencies in America that has done so. There's a federal law passed in 2008 that required everyone to get this done by the end of 2015. Congress extended that, but SEPTA came in and got it done a little bit late from the original deadline, but still significantly better than, say, New Jersey Transit.
And how much can we rely on PTC to prevent problems?
Well, so PTC is an automatic braking system, essentially. So if a train's going too fast heading to a station or heading to a curve, it's essentially just going to hit the brakes. So it should stop those sort of derailments. That being said, most often when trains get into accidents, it's at a at-grade crossing when someone is on the tracks trying to cross in their car when they shouldn't be trying to cross.
Jim, how helpful might the city council hearing on safety be, or could this be somewhat of a case of political grandstanding to pacify the public?
Given the number of problems that SEPTA's had in recent months, I think if council didn't call hearings, it would be political malpractice. They have to, right? That being said, I don't know if hearings like this are actually going to advance any of the serious conversations that need to be had about passenger safety or improving service. Usually these are ways of scoring political points and sort of showing their constituency that council is doing something.
Plan Philly reporter Jim Saxa joining us this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jen.